Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Larry Murphy, author of Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go. Larry is an ordained minister, served as a pastor for 20 years, received a miracle healing from a speech impairment in his early childhood. Larry believes that with God, all things are possible, including but not limited to the hatred and racism that continues to damage and destroy our country. He graduated from Fayetteville State University with a BS degree and major in accounting, worked for the federal government for 20 years as an auditor, investigating and ensuring compliance with existing rules and regulations, acquiring a reputation for analyzing information and finding of facts for conclusions in reports. He was recognized by the command for his outstanding achievements that directly affected federal funding provided to Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, North Carolina, for its operation budget. Larry Murphy, author of Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go, is with us on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, it's wonderful to be with you, and I'm just so profoundly grateful for this opportunity.
Well, love having you here because you're going to say some things that really need to be said. And let's start off by the background of the book. What was your inspiration? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, actually, I was inspired to write the book after looking to what was going on in America. I wanted to be some help to humanity and especially our country. And I prayed and I listened, and there were so many things that was being revealed, so much, and I knew I needed the master's help in order to help me do what I'm doing.
The book we're talking about on the program today, Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go, the author Larry Murphy, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. We'll give you information throughout the program. What is your primary objective? A lot of these stories have been told, not compiled, but told individually before. What's your objective in writing this book?
My primary objective is to bring America together and to bring the truth concerning humanity, both the black and black race, white race, and people of all of colors, and that there's only one race in there needs to be an understanding on that.
What do you hope to accomplish with the book? What are your goals?
What are my goals?
Yes, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I hope to accomplish that there be a thorough understanding in helping conform the minds of the listeners to the truth, that their minds may be transformed and not so corrupt with what Trump calls alternative facts. Because if you tell a person something long enough, they'll believe it.
Which seems to be his strategy, that, and you're exactly right. If I keep repeating this, eventually people are going to accept this as fact. Is he an unfit and unqualified president, do you feel?
President Trump is totally corrupt. I believe that any time that you're a pathological liar and you have no respect or regard for the law, I mean, you're subject to do anything. And he's proven himself as to what he exactly is. And I would just hope people just would take a look at his behavior practices and be willing to accept the truth.
How about from a racist standpoint, been accused of being a white racist? Do you think he's a proven white racist?
I do think Trump is a proven racist, and there is documentation to prove it. When you look at when him and his father were renting out the apartments, when you look at the Central Park Five, when you look at his attacks, current attacks on people of color, he has definitely proven to those whose eyes are open and don't want to turn a blind eye to it that he is a racist.
The book that Larry is talking about, his book Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go, Larry Murphy is the author of the book. You'll find the book available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on the book. Do you think that Trump's rhetoric targets a particular race of people?
Oh, yes. You can look at since Trump got in office, his racist rhetoric, look at the hate groups that have developed since he's gotten in office. There is no doubt that he has had a profound impact on the division in America. And people are, especially racist whites, are emboldened now more than they ever have been.
Let me ask you this, because this has been discussed quite broadly over the course of the last several years. Because of his policies, do you think white people are a superior race?
Oh, definitely not. And there are many white people that don't believe that they are a superior race. I have many of white friends. There are two races, two sets of white people in the world. And I think that we can prove this biblically. If you go to 1 Kings 5 and 27, that's where one set of race of white people came from. And then there are white people that came from Africa, from the Albanos. All this has been proven. I mean, I just wouldn't want to spend a lot of time explaining that, but white people are our brothers and our sisters. I mean, racism is not of God. I mean, it's of Satan. And you can't have a superior race without having somebody that wants to be higher or make somebody else inferior to them. And that's just a few set of people. And that's not a lot of people like we think it is.
You know, it's interesting because it's broader than that as well. Do you think that Trump is a proven xenophobic?
Do I think Trump is what now?
A proven xenophobic.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He doesn't want any people from other countries into America. And see, Trump is a friend of the blacks and people of color taking over America and becoming more the majority. This is his fear, and then this is the fear that he has passed on to others that think and feel the same way he does.
With us on the program, Larry Murphy, author of the book Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go. Trump has labeled some countries of black and brown people as S-hole countries. What do you think when you hear him refer to those in a derogatory tone like that?
Well, normally, when you're from a certain country, like if you're from America, you are an American. And if you're from a shithole country, then if we follow suit, then you will actually be called a shitholian.
Okay, never thought about that way, but that's exactly what he's talking about. How is...
I was just going to add to that, Rick. That is definitely demeaning and degrading people that... I mean, we can't help what we are born at and where we grow up at. I mean, we might improve our lives from where we were born at, but still, that's our home.
Has Trump heightened this division we just talked about in America? Do you think that he's responsible for that?
Oh, he's not totally responsible, but he has put his foot on the gas pedal, and he has definitely proliferated what we see today and how bad it is today. I mean, our country has never, I mean, we've always experienced problems with racism, but there was a work in progress to make that better. And when Trump came on the scene, he just turned the picture back, and we went back into a different time zone. We went back 50 years.
Why do you think, and this really fascinates me, why do you think white evangelicals support Trump?
White evangelicals I have a real problem with that because I believe that they support him because they're actually more racist than they believe they are. Rick, and if you look at the history of the white evangelicals from the South, they supported the KKK and racism back in that time. The Southern Baptist Church just apologized about a year ago, I believe. It could have been a little longer, for their participation in supporting racism and having it in the country this long. I mean, they feel like that they did make a large contribution to how racism has spread across America.
Larry Murphy, our guest on This Week in America, author of the book Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go. Talk about the past business practices of Trump. Does he have a history of corruptible practices?
Well, very much. I mean, I go back again to he was written up by the federal government for discriminating in his apartment rentals. If you look at Trump University, there was he took advantage of people that that was totally unprepared to be deceived. I mean, he's a great con man, and actually he settled that case, and people got some of their money back, but they didn't get it all back. Corruption, I mean, look at his income taxes. I mean, we haven't seen them yet, but we all have have opinions that he's a cheat. I mean, he's a robber. He's a thief. He had several people that he never paid that needed their money to feed their families with. He just forgot about them and just wrote them off as nobody.
Why do you feel the title of the book is Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go? Why have the Congressional Republicans given Trump their souls?
They've given Trump their soul because for some reason, I just believe that Trump brought out the racism in them that they did not have the nerve to bring out before Trump got in office. And I'm not going to say it's all of them, but then there are some that care more about their positions than they do the people and the Constitution that they took an oath to.
Larry Murphy, our
guest.
And
I feel that anybody that that places personal interests self-interests or priorities over the health and welfare of people, they don't deserve to be in office. They're not good public servants. So that's why they need to go.
With all that he's been through, do you feel he's a positive example in any way, shape, or form for children?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't know any example Trump could be for any child or why any parent could use Trump as a symbol for a mentor or anything of that nature. He's absolutely discredited himself from being any type of example for children to follow.
We've got a few minutes left in the program. Time is going by way too quickly. We've seen an example of this recently. Do you feel that he's a major security risk?
Oh, he is the security risk of America today. He is our major national security risk. Trump is totally unfit and unprepared to run the Oval Office. He has no sense about anything he's done. And I say this with strong conviction. There is nobody in the history of the United States that's been president that's been as dumb and stupid as Donald Trump.
A couple minutes left here, and it's interesting because there are those that would argue he has done some things to help the United States. They will talk to employment. They will talk to the unemployment rate. Use that as examples. Has he done anything in your mind to further American progress?
I think the unemployment, the low unemployment rate that we have today, I think all that is due to what seeds that Obama planted that was in the progress of coming into place when Obama left office. I don't see anything that Trump policies have done to change America. Everything that is being that we as Americans are realizing today as benefits are policies that Obama had in place that Trump is actually profiting off today and calling them his profits.
With all of the legal problems that he has, does he feel he's above the law?
Trump is actually, yes, he does feel he's above the law. Not only that, but he has convinced his racist base that he's above the law. He has convinced those in his administration he's above the law. And you can see the statement of his press secretary, Stephanie Grissom, in her statement that even after the judge said that there was nothing that the Democrats have done wrong in this impeachment and inquirement process, that nothing was done wrong. And even after the judge's ruling came out, they still are stating things that were wrong about the impeachment inquiry process. And when you look at it, Rick, they're not going at the facts anymore. They have lured themselves down to go and attack the process. And now that the process has been cleared up, what are the Republicans and Donald Trump going to do now? They definitely are not going to voluntarily conform to the law because they all have profound defiance and disrespect for the rule of law.
I got time for maybe one or two more questions here. What do you hope that people will take away from reading your book, Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go? When you put all of these topics that we talked about and many more in book form, and you put that compilation together, what do you hope the takeaway is when we as voters, citizens, read that? What do you hope that we do with that information?
I hope that they would use this information as a guide to understand the importance of the vote. And not only the importance of the vote, but the importance of the person that you're voting for. And not voting just for yourself, but voting for others as you have the interests of others in your mind as you vote. And if we vote for each other, then we're voting towards equality. That's the purpose of the book. Let us look at, you know, in our eyes, through our eyes, that we're all one people, regardless of the color of our skin. We're all one people, Rick. And if we are able to resonate this in our minds and have this as our daily appetite to eat on a daily basis, that we're one, America can change. And this book will bring people to the understanding of what it takes to change and hopefully give them the courage and the motivation to change to make America what it should be.
The book is Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go. The author is Larry Murphy. The book's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Larry's Amazon site to get information and order the book. Larry, it's been a pleasure. Time has gone by way too quickly. Much more we could talk about. Thank you for joining us on the program. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Rick, thank you for having me, and may God bless America.
Larry Murphy, our guest. The book is Trump and Congressional Republicans Must Go. It's available at Amazon. Of course, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.